Father's Day, we've got Nikki and Matt with us, and we're going to go through some of the events that are occurring at the Sandpoint Senior Center, which is located where?
At 820 Main Street here in Sandpoint.
Okay, and I mentioned Father's Day because right off the bat today you've got something going on, correct?
We do. Today we're holding our Father's Day lunch at the Senior Center. It's barbecue ribs.
Oh, well,
it's
hello.
Delicious, and if you really want some, call before 9:30 and you'll get in.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's sort of appropriate, don't you think, barbecue ribs?
I think that's a great Father's Day treat, yeah. What time is the barbecue?
Lunch will be served at 11:30.
Okay.
Our salad bar will open at 11. That will have a full Father's Day spread, deviled eggs, fruit, pasta salads, all sorts of stuff.
Well, but Nikki, what ho, you said call by 9:30, but
yes.
No number.
Oh,
they need a
208-263-6860.
One more time.
208-263-6860.
And that's if you want to make sure you get your barbecue ribs order in.
Yes.
And lunch is at
11:30.
Over at the Sandpoint Senior Center on Main Street.
Yep, 820 Main.
Okay.
And then following right after our lunch is our monthly historic sing-along. We have, I believe she's the historian from Kootenai County, comes up and does a sing-along every month. This month is Johnny Cash.
The Man in Black.
Ooh.
And this is open to the public?
Yes.
And
oh, yes.
Is there an age limit?
Nope.
Okay. So anybody can come to the Senior Center's lunch at 11:30 today.
And what time does the sing-along start?
You can come as you are, as it were.
Ooh, thank you, Nirvana.
Sing-along will start right after lunch, about 12:15.
Perfect.
And it lasts for about an hour. She goes through, does some stories to go along with some of the songs, and lots of fun. Very well attended every month.
And what are some, does she pick an artist every month or a theme every month?
Yeah, we generally work with her and pick different artists depending on the time of year. We've done Elvis. We've done Bing Crosby when it was December. We've done, in the recent past, we've done Doris Day, Dolly Parton. Roy Rogers was in there somewhere.
It's a lot of fun.
No Dale?
I'm sure there was some
Roy
Dale.
Rogers and Dale Evans.
No, that was Dale? Actually our Valentine's Day one. We did one over Valentine's, so that was
they sing to their horses.
That was the Valentine's month.
Okay, so today a barbecue, Father's Day barbecue, and a sing-along.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that gets us through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what else is coming up?
Oh, we've got lots of things. This is kind of a busy week for us, so we've got our Father's Day lunch today, tomorrow, in the morning after breakfast, which is served at 8:30. Starting at 9 o'clock, we've got a soap making class. You can come in, make two different kinds of soaps. One is honey based. The other one is goat smoke based.
Mm. Who runs that? I mean, who is the...
Her... Which one is that one? She
one
is...
One of the local soap makers, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe she also works with Creations.
Is it Raylan? Or is it someone else?
We've got so many things going on. I can't remember which one does which thing.
Yeah,
that's that's a skill, you know, soap making and candle making, you know, those two are, but no soap making. Ooh, what fun.
Yeah. This is our second soap making class that we've had. The first one we had about 6 or 7 people there. They all had fun. They all made soaps in various shapes and colors and smells, and it made the center smell really good for a couple hours.
And then the barbecue smell got in. Soap making, and what else is happening?
And then coming up on Saturday, starting at 10 a.m., is our big Father's Day annual barbecue presented by the Injectors Car Club. That will go from 10 until 2 in our parking lot and building.
Wow.
Classic cars parked out front, barbecue, lunch.
Some music.
We'll have the Old Time Fiddler group there for a little while to do some live music. And 7B Baggers Cornhole will also be there to run an open play.
Run a little
cornhole
tournament.
Hmm.
Bring your best throwing arm.
Wow. And do you have a lot of corn baggers in the senior citizens group?
I'm not sure, but
Last year, a lot of the grandkids came and took part did really well.
Mm-hmm. And what's going to be barbecued?
They're going to do hamburgers and hot dogs.
Nothing wrong with that.
Super One Foods was generous enough to make a donation towards the barbecue, so we want to thank them as well.
Super One's great. We at the theater, we do fun food bank drives over there. Steve is just wonderful. They're mm-hmm. tremendously supportive.
Very community-minded.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yay, Super One.
So, yeah, there'll be hamburgers, hot dogs, various forms of picnic-type salads, drinks. It'll be $10 a plate for adults, and kids 12 and under will be $5.
And how many cars will be there on display? Do you have any idea? Just take a guess.
Last year we had, I would say, about 30.
Whoa.
And they were beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course, yes.
It was such fun to go around and look at them and mm-hmm. tap them.
Yeah, and watch them sparkle and
yes.
shine.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great fun. So that gets us through the weekend. And one more time, the barbecue fundraiser on Saturday, June 17th, is at
10 a.m.
till
2 p.m.
2 p.m.
820 Main Street in the parking lot.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And the funds for that go to the senior center?
Yes.
Yes. Proceeds support the senior center's nutrition program. Mm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Injectors Club are wonderful. This is their big fundraiser for us every year.
Yeah. Cool. Could you talk more about the nutrition? Oh, see, we're just coming off a fundraiser for the radio station, and that's people want to know, where does the money go to? Obviously not to Jack or I, because otherwise we'd be sending postcards from Hawaii, mm-hmm. correct?
mm-hmm.
Okay,
correct.
Yeah. But we're not. Mm-hmm. Talk more about, you said it goes through the nutritional plan?
Yeah, the proceeds from the barbecue go to the nutrition program. Our nutrition program serves meals to both in-house dining for seniors who want to come in to the center and eat, and also to homebound seniors through our meal delivery program throughout the county, from Old Town, Priest River, all the way up through, I think, our farthest out is Whiskey Jack, towards out on Highway 200.
Ah.
So we cover the entire county. For example, we are serving almost 1,100 meals per month.
Wow! And could you talk more about that program? Who is involved in it? The volunteers who deliver. The people in need and how they get signed up, because I think that's a great outreach program.
Sure. We do have a outstanding volunteer base who does our driving for us. They will come pick up meals and deliver them to all of our homebound seniors who can't get out. Anybody who's interested in the program can call the center at 208-263-6860. They can talk to me, and if you're over 60 and you have a hard time getting out of the house, if you're homebound at all, it's a great program to get hot meals every day of the week, Monday through Friday.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
And delivered to you from one of our volunteers. They're prepared in our kitchen every day. Our staff works extremely hard and do a phenomenal job. We're small but mighty. Mm-hmm. And the amount that they can do in a day is impressive.
You mentioned 1,100 meals a month. How many clients do you serve?
For our home-delivered meals, we have about 75 that we serve throughout the county. And then our congregate dining, which is our in-house dining, it can vary based on the month. We've got a good group that comes pretty regularly, and then we'll add to it. So there's probably anywhere from 50 to 100 active people that come through at various points throughout the month.
And one of the side important aspects of it, I would think, is that for some of these homebound seniors, this is their only point of contact with socially. You know, that's mm-hmm. one of the great things about the senior center. It's also social. Get out, be in touch mm-hmm. with other people, connect. And that for some of the seniors who are homebound and in need of the food program, this is probably their only contact. And so that's an important service that the senior center
yes.
provides.
Mm-hmm. Kind of an informal welfare check, you know, to meet mm-hmm. and greet and make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, and in many cases, they have family, but not necessarily family in the area.
Oh, or, isn't that the truth?
For whatever reason, this is the meal they get every day is generally can be their socialization for the day. Mm-hmm. In some mm-hmm. cases, it can even be their only meal of the day.
Mm-hmm. How about volunteers and volunteering for that program?
Good point.
We are always looking for more volunteers mm-hmm. as our demand has been growing. We mm-hmm. just within the last 2 months, the amount of meals we've sent out has gone up 20%. Hmm. So we're always looking for volunteers. You can either go to the center at 820 Main and pick up a volunteer application, or you can go to our website, sandpointareaseniors.org, go to the Get Involved tab, and there's a big yellow button at the bottom that says download volunteer application. You can download that and email it in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure that I would wager that you're flexible. Like, yes, I'd like to volunteer, but I'm only good for 2 days a week.
Oh, yes.
Or something like, or I'm going to be visiting family for 3 weeks this summer. You know, that it's, you know, I think that once a person comes down and makes that decision, it discovers that there is flexibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For example, like we do have our weekly delivery drivers, that time commitment's about an hour and a half every week. And for the most part, they work on a schedule, but we do have backup drivers. If your schedule allows for that, we're always looking for more drivers. And then throughout the center, we have volunteers right now who come in and help package our meals. We have a brand new volunteer who just started this week who's helping us in the kitchen, chopping vegetables, prepping food. And she's going to be teaching one of our new workshops here at the center coming up next month. So, yeah.
On chopping vegetables?
No, on something much more interesting than chopping vegetables, which hopefully I'll be able to explain at some point. But, but yeah, there's a number of ways people can come down and volunteer, whether it's coming down and helping out with our garden beds. If you want to come down and...
Ooh, what you got planted?
Flowers, mostly, but...
Don't be asking me what they are. They're very pretty, but they need maintenance.
Any veggies?
No, not yet. I am working with a couple of people. Her name is Dion Heller, and then she's working with the Bonner County Soil and Water Conservation District for a very interesting grant that would help support community gardens here in the area.
Perfect. Mm-hmm.
And that would enable us to bring back a vegetable garden at the center.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We're here with Matt Thompson and Nikki Klein from the Sandpoint Senior Center. And let's take a music break and we'll regroup and talk about the rest of the month, what's looming large, and as we head into the rest of the summer. This is a song that a group by the name of the Platters, who just had a ton of hits, but they went on Ed Sullivan on this date in 1958, and I might remember it. I don't know, but it's one of their big hits, besides Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, My Prayer, Harbor Lights. This is, I think, one of my favorites of theirs, called Twilight Time.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. 'Tis twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done.
The Platters with Twilight Time, and if you remember seeing them on Ed Sullivan, then you are definitionally a senior citizen, and you will be interested in our topic of conversation today. We're here on the KRFY Morning Show. It's Jack and Jim with Nikki Klein, the board president, and Matt Thompson, the site manager of SASE, Sandpoint Area Seniors Incorporated, also just known as the Senior Center, located kind of in the center of town, as a matter of fact, where Main Street diverges and, you know, out just past Boyer if you're heading up from the lake. You know, we've been talking about upcoming events, and there's lots more upcoming events that we can talk about. But also, I think we were just talking about what is like kind of the usual day. What is a normal business day at the senior center look like?
Normal business day. Uh-huh. It's kind of a moving target, to be honest.
Yeah.
Normal day. We do have activities going on every day of the week, with the exception of Friday, usually, unless it's a special occasion. We have our lunch service Monday through Thursday. That's at 11:30. Mm-hmm. Friday breakfasts at 8:30. And then we've got weekly activities from Monday and Thursday. We have our Fit and Fall Proof exercise class, mm-hmm. which Nikki is gracious enough to teach.
I enjoy it very much.
Mm-hmm. On Tuesday, we've got our bridge club that meets in the afternoons at 12:30. And then Wednesday, we've got our marathon pinochle players who are there at 9:30 in the morning, and they're there all day until 3. And then also Thursday mornings, we've got our cribbage group that meets in the mornings at 9 a.m.
And Mondays is Bunko.
Oh, I forgot about Bunko.
Yeah.
Well, you're covered. Any canasta?
Hey,
not yet, but if you'd like to start.
We have people out there who'd like to come and do it. Let's figure that out.
Which one is canasta, Jim?
It's been so long since I played. I want to say there's two decks of cards in canasta.
Uh-huh.
I could be wrong on that. The phone's going to go buzzing off the hook.
Uh-huh. Somebody knows what it is.
Talk to them, and I will.
I have a
handheld device, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Okay.
Okay.
I know cribbage. I know bridge. I think I know what pinochle looks like, but I've never played it, and I do not know what canasta is exactly, but it's just one of those games.
The only one I know is cribbage. I look at the other ones, and it's like watching people play mahjong or something. Uh-huh. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Do you have any mahjong players?
We've got a couple, but they don't meet at the center. I have heard about the mahjong players before.
So do you have like the same people showing up every single day, or is it a different
we've got our regulars who do show up, especially if they're part of one of the activity groups for the card groups, but we do also have a number of people that come in every day that are new faces. Are this month we've started seeing our snowbirds returning from wherever they went for the winter.
Uh-huh.
So lots of people that I have not yet met.
So I was going to ask that. Is summer we've had you guys on now a couple of times in previous seasons. This is the first time I think you've been on in what we'd call summer. Is it a busier time of year at the senior center?
It seems to be. It's a different sort of busy. We've got more people that are coming through, especially for meals. But some of the indoor activities, their numbers dwindle a little bit because we've got a lot of active seniors in the area that are out hiking and biking and swimming.
Pickleball.
Pickleball, that's another one. So they're outdoors doing everything that you can do, especially in this sort of in-between weather season where it's not oppressively hot. Yeah. And as long as you can avoid the torrential rain that we've had, you can get out and get and do all sorts of things.
Yeah. And that keeps people away a little bit. Oh, we have canasta.
Canasta. It's a card game of the Rummy family of games believed to be a variant of 500 Rum. It's standardly played with four people in two partnerships with two decks of cards. Huh. So I did remember that. And you make melds and you...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Does it have a board?
No. You make melds out of runs and out of... the same card, that sort of thing. But I haven't played in years, but I just like the sound of it.
It sounds good.
Would canasta. You like to play canasta?
Yeah.
You know,
it does sound.
It sounds edible.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a dish of canasta, please.
I'd like to get into bridge, I think. That would be the one I'd come out for, but I don't actually know how to play bridge.
I love bridge.
I love, so I started playing. It was, I think, Euchre is like a super simplified version of the same family.
Mm-hmm.
Then 500 was the game that I played and still love to play. And then Bridge, I think, is kind of the next evolution of that in the final form of that type of game.
The one problem with Bridge is you need four people.
Yes.
And trying to get a schedule where everybody, but I think I like bridge because even when you get crummy cards, you know, you could be on defense and the skill in playing them. But I used to play a lot of bridge, but
bridge is not one I have crossed bridge is over not one that bridge. I understand, but I do know that our bridge club is very welcoming, and also I think our largest card playing group that we have right now. They routinely have a dozen or so people every week, and all skill levels.
Are there ever lessons or like for true beginners, or is it?
We don't offer that, but one of our players is Mary Fox. Everybody knows Mary Fox, and she used to be a bridge instructor. In fact, she taught me because I hadn't played since university days, so I went back for lessons. Sadly, she does not teach anymore, but we can certainly ask her who does in town.
And you always have the daily bridge column in the B.
Is that still being published?
That's the first thing I start with, not to say that I understand it. It does remind me of Agatha Christie wrote a mystery detective called Cards on the Table, and it's four people in a room, an enclosed room, playing bridge, and the host, who is sitting with a big high back chair to them, watching the fire. At the end of the evening, they get up, and he no longer is. And so one of the four
did it.
Yeah, but you've got to know bridge to understand how it unfolded. But it's really an interesting, clever, it's a closed room mystery. You know, where
she excelled at those.
wonderfully, or like on an airplane or whatever, or in a radio studio.
Oh,
four people were sitting around the console on the morning show.
There was an episode of Moonlighting in the 80s where I think the DJ is murdered live on the air, and they have to solve it based on the clues.
Oh, what left fun. What fun. Anyway, I went down that rabbit hole, and I apologize, but I need to reread Cards on the Table.
Me too. It's been a very long time.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So that's kind of the, we went off on a little tangent there.
As we are wont to do.
We're here with Nikki and Matt from the Senior Center, talking about, I guess, did we cover the whole gamut of upcoming events, or really we just talked about this weekend? What else is coming up?
Oh, pretty close. We do have a couple new things coming up at the center. One is, I'd have to double check the date because I was horrible at that this morning. I believe it's the third Thursday of July is Beryl Ryan, one of our new volunteers. She's going to come to a workshop on something called tapping. It involves, I think Nikki's actually looking it up right now.
It involves
tapping on acupressure points in like your face and hands, and it can relieve stress and anxiety. There's a lot more to it. I'm making it sound really simple. There's more to it, but she's going to come down to a free workshop for anybody who's interested. I believe it's the third Thursday afternoon down at the center, starting at 12:30. And then
that sounds right, July 20th. Yeah.
And then young lady came into the center yesterday and is going. We haven't set dates for these, but there will be financial literacy and planning classes coming up through the summer down at the center for anybody who's interested, not just seniors. It's open to anybody, but specifically for like senior planning, especially estate planning, things like that. She'll be down to do one class a month through the summer, probably July, August, and then maybe September as well. And we'll put up dates for those on our website and our Facebook page
and our newsletter.
Yes.
Well, that's good, and nice that it's for all ages. That's
never too young to start planning your future.
Yeah, something I should probably look into myself. Maybe I'll come down to those classes. Who knows? Financial literacy, Jim. I don't know. I got my homeowner's house assessment in the mail yesterday, and I called about where's my homeowner's deduction, and they said, well, it's not on that line. It's on the less total deductions line. And how often must the county get that call?
I don't know. You're asking me a question.
You're putting me into a corner. Financially illiterate is what I guess what I'm saying.
Well, then come along on Friday, on the 20th of July.
Anyway.
Well, hey, on the other hand, there's people like me who I pay my financial advisor to leave me alone.
To keep you illiterate?
Yeah, yeah, to keep you illiterate. Please, I don't want to hear from you, but my understanding is he has to speak with me once a year, otherwise I'm dropped from the company.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean...
I think you still need to be somewhat an active participant.
Yeah, but, you know, just leave me alone, and I don't want to hear about it, and let it be. Yeah, that's... Yeah, which is probably not the best way to go about planning for one's future.
Yeah. Well, then again, but it does keep your stress levels low. And in that way, maybe your future will... I don't know.
There's a famous Winston Churchill quote about saving.
What does he
say? Saving is a very fine thing, especially if your parents have done it for you.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Another reason why I like Winston.
So do we, I mean, it does sound like a kind of a busy summer. Mm-hmm. And you have more people coming through with, you know, more people in town, I guess.
Yeah, and we're always adding different things here and there. I think we've got we're trying to get a walk-in club going through the summer months. Because we are, as I said before, we do have a lot of active seniors in the area that think of senior, the word senior is almost like a bad word because they don't think of themselves that way.
Mm-hmm. So, looking at you, Jim.
So, yeah.
Why am I being picked on this morning? Huh? You know, I think I was just thinking of being a senior in high school and a senior prom and, you know, how we have appropriated senior to be...
A lot of things.
A lot of things. It's a word that we toss around.
Yeah.
There's a, you know, I mean, if there's a person, a father, well, Father's Day, I'm quite sure there's juniors and seniors out there. Yeah.
Where do you draw the line for what is a senior citizen? 55, 65, 75?
I believe our mission says 50 and up, doesn't it?
50 and up.
I think that's when you can join ARP, AARP. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I am myself closer to being a senior citizen than I am to being a senior in high school at this point.
Ooh. How does that feel, Jack?
I'm excited. knowing our senior center, I wish it would just come sooner. I'd like to join up and start playing bridge. Thank you very much. As we know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that feels fine. It feels like a normal course of life.
It does. And speaking of a normal course of life, we've got Father's Day coming up. And let's talk about once more the fundraiser at the Senior Center.
At 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
On
Saturday, June 17th. It's a lot of fun. Great food, good music.
And sponsored by?
Presented by the Injectors Car Club.
Injectors Car Club, yes. Mm-hmm. Wonderful people.
And that benefits the Sandpoint Area Seniors Nutrition Program.
Cool.
Keep the meals rolling.
Absolutely.
Would you say that's, I mean, do you feel like that's the most important thing that you guys do? Do you feel like providing meals to the seniors in the community?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Especially the home-delivered meals program. That's during, if we go back a couple of years, during COVID, we kept producing meals because those people were struggling. I mean, their own families often couldn't come anymore.
Did your numbers go up at the height of the pandemic?
That's when it started.
Just a huge rise.
And that made us realize there are a lot of homebound people that were being taken care of by friends, neighbors, family. And during COVID, when lockdown happened especially, those people stopped coming. So our numbers went up.
Yeah. Are there other organizations in the area, like outside of the kind of Bonner County, which you guys serve? Are you aware of, is there a senior center in like Boundary County up in Bonner's Ferry that does something like this?
Bonner's Ferry does have one. Clark Fork has a small senior center up there as well that they serve their end of Bonner County for their home-delivered meal program up there. And they do a great job. I think they've got a community yard sale coming up, if I remember it, scrolling past their Facebook the other day. So they do a good job out there. And then kind of the overarching group is called the Area Agency on Aging. That's who we kind of report all of our stuff to. They're based out of Coeur d'Alene for our area. Mm-hmm. And that's the main, I don't know if they're government group or not, but that's mm-hmm. the group that we report to. Yeah.
And they oversight also, organization, the one that oversees and
And they also have lots of resources throughout the county that they can refer seniors and stuff to whether it's in-home care or like our meal program.
They help us with things like these companion programs, mm-hmm. senior companion mm-hmm. programs. Mm-hmm. We have mm-hmm. a few seniors who come to us with their companion who drives them and has mm-hmm. lunch with them, takes them back home, spends time with them. Mm. That's a very important part of what we can offer. I think a lot of people don't realize how lonely single seniors can actually get.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You get so busy with your own life that you forget that stopping by once a week to see mom or dad is not really enough. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the senior companion program, we allocate a volunteer who will then go and spend time with your senior, maybe take them out if they're mobile, otherwise read with them, watch TV with them, just take away some of the loneliness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just having a fleeting thought. Now you're going to have to, you want to go down another hole with me?
We got time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we mentioned, you know, with a father and son, senior and junior, is there such a thing if there's a daughter that has the name of the mother? Do we call them senior and junior?
I've never seen or heard of that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm sure it's common in a lot of families.
Yeah, I'm sure it's common that a daughter is given the name of the mother, but we don't. Jack is Googling it.
Yeah. from the Washington City paper, why aren't daughters named for their mothers called juniors?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
Well,
did I write that question?
Sure. surely you've heard of that well-known Englishwoman, Elizabeth II.
Yes.
So there's someone in the monarchy. It's not unheard of. Let's see here. I feel like there was a there was in back in history. I feel like it did happen at some point, and I don't know if it was called junior, but let's see. A daughter named after her mother is fairly unusual, and a daughter whose naming is proclaimed with the title of junior or two, the second, betokens a woman, perhaps two women of unusual stature. Anna Eleanor Roosevelt Jr. was the firstborn child and only daughter of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his wife, Anna Eleanor Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. In New York Supreme Court documents, not only was the younger Anna Eleanor referred to as second, her mother was referred to as senior. And Winifred Stackville Stoner Jr. was a child prodigy given a classical education as a toddler by her like-named mother. She reputedly spoke six languages and was typing at age six and had translated Mother Goose into Esperanto by age eight. A prolific versifier. She's best remembered for the couplet. You've heard this one. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Yes.
Mother and child toured the United States in the 1920s, scouting for other geniuses. Dorothy Fuldheim.
Hi, we're new in town. We're looking for geniuses. Any available?
Dorothy Fuldheim, broadcast journalist, applied the junior suffix to her daughter. And Caroline Herrera Jr. designs fragrances for her mother, the fashion designer.
Okay.
Nancy Sinatra is named for her mother, and she's sometimes referred to as Nancy Sinatra Jr.
I've never heard of that, but you know, I was just you know, when we're talking, and you know that there's the patrilineal,
mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure following the mother, but I don't think I've ever met some who has used the word junior that she has used the word junior.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I get it is there is no female equivalent. You do use the word junior if you're if you are named for your mother, but
cool,
but it's just very uncommon. That's what it seems like.
We're here with Nikki Klein, and now we're coming out of that rabbit hole that Jim just lubricated and we all slid down into. Nikki Klein, board president, and site manager Matt Thompson from the Sandpoint Area Senior Center. I always forget the ink, but I added some more words in there too, didn't I?
You got it right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anything last before today? You have like about 45 minutes to get your request in for ribs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you
by
do.
By calling
208-263-6860.
And then once again on Saturday is the barbecue fundraiser, June 17th.
From 10 until 2.
Perfect.
In our parking lot there at the Senior Center, 820 Main Street.
I want to thank both of you for coming in, taking time out of your hazy day. and thanks for keeping us in mind, you know, that when there are events happening, it's good to know that tapping thing is...
That should be interesting.
Yes, yeah. Very interesting. And, you know, the two of you in the center, you know, provide such an important service. To the community as a whole, not just to seniors, but to families of seniors. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why we enjoy living up in North Idaho, because there's good-hearted people everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to usher Nikki and Matt out with Nirvana.
Mm-hmm.
On this date in 1989, Nirvana released their first studio album, which we do not have in our library. Did find a playlist for the songs on the album, and the third cut is called About the Girl. Mm-hmm. And here's a later version done on MTV Unplugged in New York City by Nirvana. Nirvana is a group worth listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a Kurt Cobain original song.